You are live with me today. I'm Owen Farley, and you're listening to Impact 103. So good to be with you on this Monday. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God has a purpose for today, and I'm very excited to see what God has in store for us as we start to be real, challenge the way that we think, and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. You know, over the weekend, God was talking to me and reminding me about something that really meant a lot to me a few years back. And it's something that we really face in our community and society on a daily basis. And this is performance-based love. So stay tuned as we talk about this, and you're being real with Owen Farley and Impact 103. Ephesians 2 verse 8, "For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the free gift of God. Thank you, Jesus." Now, something I really want to highlight in that scripture is God's unmerited favor. There is nothing, like nothing we can do to be made right with God. The Bible says that the most righteous man on earth is but a filthy rag in heaven. And there is no way that we could by ourselves make ourselves right with God and come into that relationship. And that's why we needed Jesus. We needed a savior. We needed someone to come in and stand in that gap and actually say, "I'll make a way for you." And if you take a look at Abraham, what the Bible says about Abraham in Romans 4 verse 2, it says, "For if Abraham was justified and established as just and acquitted from guilt by good works that he did, then there was no grounds for boasting." Then he has grounds for boasting, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed in, trusted in God, and it was credited to his account as righteousness, right living, and right standing with God. Now, that is all we are talking about today. We're talking about how we can step into a place that is beyond performance-based love. Okay, this society, I'm telling you, it puts on us this pressure of having to perform a certain way, do a certain thing, and we try to take that into our relationships because we're so used to living that way that it's just like, okay, second nature. But God, it has never been like that. He said, by faith, it's by trusting in what Jesus did on the cross for you. And even Abraham, way back before Jesus, was justified by his faith through real relationship with Jesus. And after Abraham came Moses. And that is where God established the Lord as a guideline for us to say, okay, keep it here. Make sure that you are walking in my ways because someone is coming. I'm coming to the earth and I'm going to make a way for you to be right with me, not through following the law, but through real relationship, you know. And it's so easy. It can be so easy to think that now, okay, to be right with God, that we stop slipping into a place called religion. And we start trying to follow the law, even though Jesus has paid such an amazing price for us. And this is really a strategy from the enemy that tries to trick us into doing good works to prove that we are worth what Jesus did for us on the cross. But that is not the way that God set it up. Again, Ephesians 2 verse 8, "For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that we are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith." It is through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through you, your own striving, but it is the free gift of God. All right, so we're talking today about how we can step into a place where God's love is unconditional. And we can actually know that for ourselves. We can know it, not just through what we have learnt about God, but rather through an intimate experience with Him, because it's the experience that really changes us. It's the experience with that love that is unconditional. You know, our society has based love or care for someone on what they have accomplished. And this is not the way that God has done it for us. It really isn't. It says in Romans 5 verse 8, but God shows and clearly proves His own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One, died for us. You know, Jesus just loved us. Love just loves. It's not expecting anything in return. It's not expecting you to be something, a certain person, a specific, you know, trying to prove something. God is not expecting that. God is love, and He just loves you for who you are. And He came, He said, come as you are. In Hebrews 4:16, it says, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time. For every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Jesus knew. Jesus knows that we couldn't do it by ourselves. We fall short. It says we all fall short of the glory of God, but He came. And it says in Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liabilities to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. And that's why Jesus could do what nobody else could. He could save us from sin. He could save us from falling short. And He could save us and bring us into a place that is love. Just that real relationship. Jesus is the Savior of the world, and I'm so grateful for Him because He loves us. He loves us with everything that He is, and it's so important for us to connect with that love. Not because of what we can do, it's unmerited. He just loves you. Even when
I'm Maverick City with Breathe, and that was featuring Jonathan McReynolds and Doe. And I must admit that that line, just breathe, whew, it takes me back to something that the Lord did with me now this weekend. I was actually out soul winning, and as I was out soul winning, the Lord just said to me, He took a moment and He just said, remember, you don't have to prove anything. Yo, it was like this weight fell off my shoulders. It was, man, it was like I could literally breathe again. And it took me back to just before COVID. I was in Italy. God had really blessed me. And I had gone through to Italy to do His work. And I was serving my spiritual mother there. And as we were busy serving and doing what God had us doing there in Bergamo, the Lord started refining me and exposing me. And He started speaking to me about expectations and how love does not expect something from others. It just is there to give, to be selfless. And you know, when you're used to someone giving you something the whole time, you can allow yourself to slip into a place where you're expecting them to give that. And I don't know if you've experienced that in your relationships, but I was doing that with God, and God was really exposing me, and He was saying, okay, let's take a look at this. Don't just expect me to pull through the way that you want. I have a plan. I know the plans that I have for you, and they're plans to prosper you. And so as I was spending time with God, I was feeling, how do I say, unworthy. I was feeling indebted to Him. And this like really shook me, because even in my service to the Lord, I was subconsciously thinking that as I was serving God and doing what He wanted me to do, I was paying off the debt that He, that I felt like was stacked up against me. You know, it's like I couldn't pay the price for my own sin. Jesus did it for me. And here I am trying to prove and trying to pay back what God really was doing. And so I was just stuck. It shocked me when God was saying, Owen, you are worthy of my love. And it shocked me. Because I was like, God, I'll never be able to pay this back. I'll never be able to. And I could literally feel the Holy Spirit just say to me, Owen, it's like you owing me €1 trillion or $1 trillion. Would you ever be able to repay me? And I was like, no, I can't. And that's why I'm like in this place of like anxiety, almost like trying to prove it. And in Romans 5:17, it says, for if because of one man's trespass, his lapse and offense. Now it's talking about Adam. Death reigned through that one. And much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, His unmerited favor, and the free gift. And that's what really hit me. He was like, Owen, you can't pay back what you owe me. It's a free gift. It's a gift of righteousness, a gift of salvation. You just have to receive it. And the rest of that verse goes, the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with Himself. How much more surely will they reign as kings in this life through that one man, Jesus Christ? And I must admit, I was like on the couch in this apartment we were staying in. I mean, I was a mess because I could feel that God wasn't demanding something of me. He just said, I love you. And I was like, Lord. And straight away, I went to this place of, God, I feel unworthy. But you're saying that I am worthy. So how much am I worth to you? Like, I don't understand. Like, show me how much I'm worth to you. And it was so beautiful because immediately God said to me, you're worth my son. You're That wrecked my heart. Jesus gave His life. My Father in heaven paid a price for me that goes beyond anything that I could ever, ever give. And that was part of what I had to realize in breaking those expectations and breaking this need in myself to prove, to be performance-based in my love. And God is not like that. He's unconditional. So let's put that into practice. Let's start loving the way that God has loved us. First of all, let's get that revelation of who Jesus is for us, what He's done for us, and how He loves unconditionally. And then we can love ourselves unconditionally, be gentle with ourselves, take it step by step, and say, okay, Lord, I trust that you will bring to completion the work that you've started in me. And then from there, we can start taking that out to the people around us and really love them the way that God loves them. It's easy. Just love. God is constantly reminding us it is all about relationship. You know, there's a difference between being in real relationship with Jesus and slipping into religion. Religion is all about trying to make yourself right. When God did it for us, He says, you can't do it by yourself. You can't make yourself right before me. It's all about love. It's about receiving that free gift. And you know, we can even get caught in pursuing the things of God. Like, our heart's intention is good. It is good. We're pursuing the kingdom. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added unto you. We're seeking the kingdom. We're seeking the purpose for our lives. But in that seeking and that pursuing, it starts becoming a checklist. Have I done this today? Have I opened my Bible today? And it becomes this checklist rather than your heart being connected with God. And I'm telling you, I pray all the time, Holy Spirit, please, if I ever start falling back into that, just check me, you know, remind me, bring me back into what really is real. And you know, in pursuing the signs, the wonders, the miracles, the fruit of the Spirit, like self-control, even Jesus said on that day of judgment, he'll say, I will say, did I not cast out demons in your name? Did I not do signs and wonders and miracles in your name? And then he'll say, get away from me, I never knew you. Now that scripture is, it is bold. it is intense, but it brings us back to this place where we put the first priorities first. It's all about knowing him. That's why in Philippians 3, Paul speaks about this one thing. I consider everything else a loss, but this one thing, this priceless privilege of knowing you, that is number one. And it's about keeping our heart there. It's about knowing him with everything that we are. So I just want to challenge us today, you know, kind of expose us. Because if we are in a place where we are being slightly religious, it's good that we see it, because then we can change it. So place your love, your heart back in his hands. He just loves us just like we are. We don't have to prove anything. We don't have to change anything. That comes automatically as we spend time with God. And you know, when you're in the presence of love, love changes you. Love really changes you. It like melts your heart. It opens up your mind. He changes you into the very image and likeness who he is, which is love. And I'd like to read a few scriptures on that love. Jude 1:21. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. You know, there's moments in our lives where we are down, where we are, we feel like, oh God, I can't see past this situation. I can't see past this trial. And he is just waiting for us to come into that intimate moment with him, to set aside other things. And when we do, he fills us with himself. He fills us with love. He fills us with life. Psalms 36:7. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Psalms 109:26. Help me, Lord my God, save me according to your unfailing love. And then again, Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10:9. Because if you acknowledge and confess your lips that Jesus is your Lord and of your heart, and you believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on that truth, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart of a person believes, adheres to, and trusts in, and relies on Christ, and is so justified. And with the mouth, he confesses, declares openly, and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. So if you feel that you would like to just renew yourself today and bring yourself into a place where you can say, Lord, I want to make this relationship right. I want to step into love. Just follow me with this prayer. Heavenly Father, right now, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. Help me to walk in love with you and grow deeper in my relationship. Break all religion, all religiosity off my life, and help me to step into what is real. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. It is 5 to 11, and with that, I'm about to leave you. I'm Owen Farley, and I'll see you tomorrow at 9:30. Just remember to keep on being real in your relationship with Jesus, and that Jesus really loves you. Stay tuned, because we've got Lundy coming up next. And here is Stephanie Gritzinger to really say goodbye. And, you know, actually just seeing that, I remember that Stephanie Gritzinger said something that really has touched my heart. It says, there comes a place in love where Jesus becomes the dream. So think on that. as I play this song, that there comes a place in love where Jesus becomes that dream.